Welcome to the Kid Craddock Podcast. It's a condensed version of the show. We've painstakingly smushed it together for your listening pleasure.
All right, you'll have a chance to play Wheel of Gift Cards this hour, Kid Nation. Make sure you're listening for us to tell you when to call in, and then you shoot someone from the office, anyone from the office, as long as they're here, and they'll spin the wheel for you. So far, Kelly has been picked a lot.
I'd like to see some people in the back be called to the front. That'd be fun.
That would be good. Have we had anybody from the back be chosen?
No, not yet.
Okay.
Justin, maybe?
But I know there's some people that are fans of people's podcasts and stuff in the back.
Happy and Cheddar. I was just looking at their podcast. That's why I said that.
It's just called Cheddar Cast.
Yeah, yeah. Well, because I just was looking at a photo of both of them on their podcast.
Yeah
Cheddar got to spin.
Yeah, but that's right. White Cheddar got one.
Yep.
So, but, yeah, you can ask anyone in the office to spin for you. You get two spins.
I'm happy to do it.
Yeah. I mean, it's fun. We feel happy when we're chosen.
Yeah.
Let's not lie about that.
Spin for you.
Yeah. It feels good when our name's called, because that means you're thinking about us, Kid Nation.
Mm. How many have you spun, Al?
Let's see.
Carry the
one?
Two.
Yeah, kind of close enough.
You could just spin.
No.
Did you give a spin?
Yes.
No.
Yes, you did.
He did?
Are you sure?
I don't think he did.
It was on Kelly's anniversary because I was like, oh, it's obviously going to be Kelly.
Yeah, and then, Al got to spin. Okay.
Oh, I did.
Yeah.
Oh,
like, no,
okay. Okay, I did. One.
Oh, you have gotten to spin.
I did. Okay, I forgot.
How'd you forget?
I don't know because it's been so few.
I mean, if you've done it once, you
I thought, well,
easy,
I've done
right?
it just for sound effect. I thought, okay.
Kelly's the one that should forget. She's like, I don't know.
I can't keep up.
So many to do. All right, but your chance is coming up, Kid Nation. Right now, though, let's get a little crazy. Give us a call at 800-KID-LIVE.
800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
It's time for Does That Make Me Crazy? Now, these are the things you think are pretty normal. You've done them your whole life, or maybe you just started doing it, but they feel right.
Yeah.
And your friends finally said, nope.
Crazy.
That is crazy, man. Don't believe me? Call the Kid Craddock Morning Show. They'll let you know. We got a couple here from the text.
Okay.
Brandon wrote us and said, I missed Big Al's May 7th story.
Huh.
And I heard it wasn't going to be good, but I looked it up and listened anyway. Does that make me crazy?
No.
Well, curiosity gets
yeah,
to
sure.
Yeah. You waited a whole year. You just wanted to hear
You're
for yourself.
Thinking, how bad
yeah.
can it be?
Yeah.
Now, Becky wrote us, and maybe this is a good idea. Becky says, I take pictures of my flat iron when I unplug it, my stove when I turn it off, and my garage door when I close it because I'm so paranoid that I'm going to leave them on or open when I leave for work.
That's a good idea.
It's a great idea.
Then
I've gone home a lot.
I can look back at my pictures and remind myself instead of going home and checking it out.
Love it.
Smart, girl.
That's very smart.
Becky, that's really good.
So many people a great idea who suffer with that anxiety.
Yeah.
And then once you're at work and you check it and you know it's for sure taken care of, you can delete the picture.
Because I'll be driving down the road and I'll go, man, I left that curling iron on. Surely I unplugged it. I bet I unplugged it. But what if I didn't and Wheezy's there and then I go all the way back home, it's unplugged. And I'm like, ugh.
Of course.
But it's not worth not checking.
We should do one day, does that make me a genius? Because, Becky, that's where we're going to put you at.
Yeah.
You're in the genius category. From the text, I bought about 5 Beachbody workout programs over the years, and I've watched them all while sitting on the couch eating popcorn. Does that make me crazy?
Yes. Yes, you spent money.
That makes you my kind of workout partner.
I guess you want to watch it to see what kind of workout you're going to be getting into. And then
you're going to work into it, dude.
Never get around to it.
Yeah,
doing
yeah
it.
That's not going to happen.
Ease into it.
Yeah. All right. Hi, Kylie.
Hi.
Welcome to the show.
Oh, my God, y'all. I'm, like, shaking. I'm so excited.
Great.
Well, let's see if you're excited and crazy.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so does it make me crazy that every time I drink alcohol, I crave chocolate milk? It's so bad to the point I went to New Orleans, like, the first time last year. I packed Yoo-Hoos in my bag because I knew I was going to get it. I didn't know if I'd be able to get it.
Kill 2 birds and drink mudslides.
Well, I don't know if that would do it. It's just something about, like, straight-up chocolate milk. That's fine. I mean, it's not the same. It's just a good cold glass of chocolate milk.
She wants it separate.
I'm not mad at you, but, man, a good mudslide.
Those are really good.
That's a Kahlua?
She brought Yoo-Hoos.
Not crazy. I'm not mad at you for that.
Do you have cravings when you're... I think my cravings when I drink...
A salt and crunch.
It's salt?
Yeah. Salty, crunchy things when I... Usually the sweet...
One wants the other.
Yeah.
One makes you crave the other.
That's why they have all those nuts at the bar.
Uh-huh.
Nuts.
Not crazy, Kylie. I think it's pretty cool. And you got yourself all set up when you went to New Orleans. Not bad at all. What do you got from Instagram, Anna?
Yeah, we're at Kid Nation on Instagram or Twitter or Facebook. Alex said, sometimes I like to sing songs the way that I think Dracula would sing them. Does that make me crazy?
I want to hear it.
Oh, that's pretty good.
No, I've been trying to think in my head about it.
Like a Dracula, like Jonas Brothers.
I'm a sucker for you.
For you.
Say the word and I'll go anywhere blindly.
Oh, like that Monster Mash we hear.
Yeah, right. That's how I, yeah.
That right. voice.
I pictured the guy who sings.
I listen to Monster Mash year round.
Whoever sings Monster Mash, I imagine them as a vampire.
They did yes, the mash.
I always think.
Do you? Okay, good. I'm not the only one.
I love it.
They did the Monster Mash.
It was a graveyard smash.
I'm a sucker for you.
I'm gonna take my horse to the old town road.
Yeah, I kind of like, I like that crazy. That's fun crazy.
Why don't we have a compilation Halloween album of pop songs that are done in Halloween voices?
There you go.
Great, great idea. Yeah. Inspired.
Great idea. Right?
Okay, Kid Nation.
I'm writing it down.
I don't have the skill set for this, but I have the idea, but we do. Let's do that.
We're going to write it down. And
write it down right now.
Forget about it.
No, we're not going to figure it out. We're going to start it now.
Kid Nation's going to forget about it, and then we're going to hit you with it.
Y'all forget about it.
Nothing happened here.
Nothing to see.
I got to find something in my range.
We don't have any plans for Halloween. Yet.
I'm so excited to do something Halloween, not during the season.
Yeah, we're going to remake the pop ones.
Yes.
Because we've done it mariachi style, remember, for Cinco de Mayo. Now we got to do Halloween. Yeah, you're right, Jenna. My four-year-old cousin counts his poop, and when he flushes it, he says, bye, poo-poo. Nice to meet you. Does that make him crazy?
Aww.
Nah, that just makes him an adorable little four-year-old.
Afraid to video it and play it back at his wedding.
Oh, Kelly.
You should.
That's what you do at weddings.
You want to be embarrassed about
it. Show his private parts, but, you know, waving bye-bye to the poo-poo is funny.
It's fine. Hi, William.
Hi.
Hello. All right, let's see if you're crazy or not, dude.
Every time I hiccup and burp, I say hiccup and burp.
Oh, like while you're saying, while you're doing it.
After you do it?
Hiccup.
Yep.
Why do you do that?
I don't even realize I'm doing it. The people I work with tell me I do it. I'm like, I don't do that.
I don't often hiccup and burp at the same time. You do that a lot?
Well, I don't think he's saying he does it at the same time. But
I thought he was saying simultaneously.
So if he has the hiccups, he'll hiccup and say hiccup afterwards. And that one's probably the most annoying one.
So you say burp during the burp or post-burp?
They say after I burp, I say burp.
I think I say hiccup after I hiccup sometimes. Like, hiccup, hiccup. I think I do that, but I don't think I do it after burp.
Yeah.
Huh. I think you're crazy.
It's crazy, William.
I think you're crazy, William.
It's quirky.
Do you say fart after you fart?
No, I hate that
one. No, I laugh after I fart.
You could at least do us the courtesy of that, William.
Can you imagine it's a silent one and he's in the middle of class or something? Fart!
Oh, man.
Oh, William, yeah, you're crazy.
You're crazy.
You're cool. You're cool.
I think you're quirky.
You're quirky crazy. I didn't even find you.
Fart.
Just call yourself out every time, even though you got to go away with it. Hi, Heidi.
Hi.
Welcome to the show. Good morning. All right, let's see if you're crazy or not. Hit us with it.
Okay, so I was tired of pressure washing my house like 3 times a year. So I stopped pressure washing my house for an entire year so that the algae could build up and I could color match it and paint the house that color.
Girl. Genius.
What color is it?
It's green. Almost like a fluorescent green. It's crazy.
Fluorescent green. That's what I was wondering.
It's actually pretty smart.
We're going to have to does that make me a genius?
Or does that make me lazy?
Or lazy.
Right? Yeah.
I'm a lazy genius. I tell people that all the time.
I love it.
Smarter, not harder.
But Heidi, you are definitely not crazy. Well done.
That's actually pretty funny.
That's actually a good idea.
Pretty
right
smart.
There. Smart. I'm happily married from the text, but every time my friend walks by, I have to squeeze the bum-bum. Does that make me crazy?
Whoa.
Wait a minute.
Whoa.
How does the friend respond?
How good of a friend? There's
so many questions I have here.
Like, squeeze your own bum-bum? Like, clench your butt cheeks?
Oh, maybe that's what it is.
Or,
maybe.
Or their bum-bum.
Or theirs, right?
That's what I assumed.
Bum-bum.
How good is that bum bum?
Yeah, you didn't give us enough details.
Is it
right
so
there.
Irresistible? You cannot help yourself.
There's a lot of divorced. Bum bums that are in or that are irresistible, but you're still not allowed to touch the bum bum.
My daughter's at the age she don't want me touching her at all, and I used to just, you know, pat her on the butt when she's walking off. Mom, she hates it. She doesn't want me touching her butt anymore.
What about during volleyball games? Good game.
She doesn't. I don't know.
That's the one time you can.
I can't do it.
Yeah, she better get comfortable with that. There's lots of
bum bum slapping.
Good job, butt slaps.
I guess it's fine. It's friends. It's not your mom.
Yeah.
Breaks my heart.
Yeah, I think I remember my mom trying to give me a butt pat after football practice once. I was like, well, what are you doing? That's
no.
For my male coaches. Thank you. What's up, Lynette?
Hey.
We'll stay in the bum bum category. Go ahead with yours.
Well, you may agree with me and not think I'm crazy. I have a French bulldog, and he's a year old. And every time he goes and poos, I have to wipe his butt.
You wipe the dog butt?
With what?
Yeah. A wet wipe. Okay. Like a baked wipe.
Huh. You know what? Now, I will say I have done this. In those situations where
there's leftover,
yeah.
Where they can't get it out,
yeah.
And it's just such a shameful experience on the side of the road. So I've definitely done it, but I do not make a regular habit out of wiping Wheezy's butt.
Well, I have to, Brick.
Yeah,
it's one of those things. It has to be clean. I mean, you know, yeah, he sits beside you. I mean, really,
you're absolutely a better dog owner.
I think about it this way: if I was a dog. I would want my owner to hook me up.
She's not wiping my butt. I'm not wiping hers.
Say that. Because remember,
it is ridiculous.
I wiped my cat's butt for a while when we first got him. And then he got dependent on me, so he would come over to me.
And they do it themselves.
And put, they're very flexible.
Of course he's going to come over to you.
But then he stopped cleaning himself, and he'd just come over and put his little tail up. Like, yo,
right in your face. Bro. Hey, buddy.
Time to get after it. Let's
go. Wipers.
Yeah.
That's why he flipped, because you stopped.
The butt wiping and made him go crazy.
Yeah.
You're right. Hi, Jedi.
Hey, good morning, everybody. How are y'all doing today?
How are you?
Well, what's the weather like outside, Jedi?
Well, it's a little cool today. It's about 60 degrees, a little humidity, and overcast.
Crazy! No. What makes you crazy?
Yeah, why are you calling for this? Does that make me crazy?
I think you just showed us.
Oh, that was good.
So I normally talk like a normal human being, but there's something about answering the phone that just automatically makes me slip into that DJ voice.
So this is your normal voice?
Yes, this is how I normally talk, and I have to really make an effort at it on the phone.
Huh.
Because I want to just slip over into the DJ voice and start doing that.
You have a great voice, though. You really do have
turn
a
it up.
Yeah. What you do for a living, Jedi?
Well, I work in the oil field.
Wow.
Yes, you do.
You might be the golden voice of the oil field.
Right? Do you entertain
coming up for you next, front and center, it's another dirty well that we've got to drill in the middle of the desert.
Yes. Love it. Can I dedicate a song?
Jeff, can you dedicate a song?
Go ahead, Kelly, dedicate one.
I want to dedicate a song to my husband, Alan, and tell him I love him. You can just pick something out.
Yeah, go ahead, Jedi.
And I can just pick something up.
Yeah,
coming up for you next, a special song for Alan. This is, gosh, I don't even have a clue.
How about this one?
I know something.
Not bad, though, Jedi.
Very nice.
Great radio voice, good sir.
Very nice, dude.
And you know what? You keep answering that phone with that radio voice. Not crazy.
All right. Y'all have a good day. Thanks a lot.
You too, sir.
You keep calling us, Red Jedi. I like him. You made my day right there. You know what's going to make your day, Kid Nation?
What?
When we come back and have you win up to $2,000. By the way, we will get to your crazy next week if we didn't get to it this week, Kid Nation.
Yeah,
keep calling, keep texting, and all that good stuff. But your chance to play
Wheel of Gift Cards
is coming up next.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Wheel of Gift Cards!
All right. Kid Nation, we have a bunch of gift cards on our brand new wheel that we bought a couple weeks ago. It spins so nicely.
Mm-hmm.
It stops at different squares every time, which is really good for us.
Got Old Navy on there. Got Starbucks on there. Got Home Depot on there. Best Buy.
All that good stuff is up there.
And more.
I really want that Best Buy one. But hey, it's going to be your spin, Kid Nation. Give us a call at 800-KID-LIVE.
800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
Caller number 17. You get to pick someone, anyone in the office. And it's okay to pick in the back. That's all good. They want to come in here and give it a spin. And
could be $100, could be up to $2,000.
Yeah, you get two spins. So if you don't like the first one, or you think you can go bigger, or there's another store in there that you want to go to, you can spin again. But you get what you get, and you don't throw a fit on the second one, okay? All right. Call number 17, good luck. Also want to remind you that it's Give Back Day, so stop by any Raising Cane's location. Or go check out the website and make sure that they're participating. But yeah. Raising Cane's is going to hook us up with Kids Kids. 15% of profits are going to go to our charity today so that we could go on this trip in November. And if you can't make it for some reason, even though you can go for dinner or you can go for lunch, any time during the day, if you can't make it, you can still text in and donate. If you text KID to 52000, $10 will be added to your phone bill. And I think it's five times. You can do it five times.
Right. Sounds right, yeah.
Yeah. So get out there, and if you see any of our Kids families, take a picture with them, make them feel happy.
Yeah, might run into them at Cane's. It's Kids Dine-In Day there.
Exactly. And something really cool that we got coming up on the show.
What?
What?
Oh, let the music kick in.
Yes.
You recognize this.
I love this music. I love this intro.
If you're a fan of Stranger Things on Netflix, maybe you want to be at the season 3 premiere in Santa Monica, California.
Maybe.
There's a chance to do that. Jenna, how do we do that?
Yes, this is so cool. So all you have to do is post an Instagram video singing your favorite song while you're upside down.
Uh-huh. Oh, my.
And then tag Kid Nation and tag Stranger Things. Bonus points if you change the words of the song you decide to cover to make it related to Stranger Things. But, you know, creativity is unlimited here.
Yeah, do your thing.
The only requirements is that you post it to your Instagram as a static post. You tag us and Stranger Things and you're upside down when you're doing it. And the deadline to enter is next week, Thursday, June 20th.
And also don't forget to check out the third season of Stranger Things exclusively on Netflix, and that's going to drop July 4th.
That's fun.
I am excited for this season.
It's dark.
Kids are all grown up now. They're all grown up.
Still in the 80s though, right?
Still in the 80s, I think. Yeah, it should be in the 80s still, but the kids are a little bit older.
Got it.
They're not 13 anymore. I think they're like 16.
Oof.
So,
life.
Boy-girl drama and all that stuff.
How old are yours?
Mine?
Yeah.
Mine are 7 and 5. My daughter's about to be 6, though. And I don't know how they're going to handle it because my mother-in-law is leaving us today.
Today's the day, huh?
Today she's moving back to California. Mm. And since my kids have been born, all they've known is that's like their best friend because my mother-in-law helps us so much.
Yeah.
So I'm going through this little... I don't know if I'm like a little bit depressed.
Sure. That's natural.
Because we all want family in town, you know? I don't have that. And so she's the closest thing I have to family besides my wife and my kids in town. And now she's going back to San Diego to help out my wife's sister who had a baby recently.
Okay.
Yeah. So it'll be tough for the kids. I don't know how they're going to take it.
Well, they'll get past it. It'll be kind of rough. I mean, I used to always look forward to going to my grandma and granddad's house, but it was like, we lived on the opposite side of town. She was in the house, so it was like it was a special treat. And then we stopped by Burger King on the way home. That was always awesome too.
See, they like it because she lives really close by to us, and she has cats. So my kids love going over there and playing with the cats. Cats are like kids; they're awesome because you get to go play with them and then give them back to the owner.
Yes.
So she gone.
I used to love my cat, but the best thing about the cat was it pooped and peed outside.
Yeah, it did its own thing.
We didn't have to worry about the litter box.
You didn't have a litter box?
We had a puppy that got into her litter box, uh-huh. And she refused to use it anymore. So she would only go outside.
What happened?
That's the best.
That is the best.
Oh, my gosh.
What happened with the phone call you got a couple of days ago about
it? It's all okay. It's fine.
It's fine. Okay. Oh, okay. Sorry.
Was it something he's not supposed to bring up on the radio?
Yeah, it's fine.
I didn't know.
Yeah.
It's okay.
Okay.
That's awkward now. any backlash over...
How does it remember that he spun the wheel?
No.
He remembers the story that was just like a brief thing off the air.
And he also didn't remember that he had told the story on the Never Been Happier text on the show before.
We talk so much, man. I don't know.
I'm sorry. I'm not mad.
That's fine.
Things happen on and off the air. We can't remember.
Did you hear... any backlash from that?
From yesterday?
From that story? Because Big Al told us about a...
Dr. Girlfriend. Yeah. He's engaged and about to be married the week that we're there for a family vacation. Family
20 minutes away from us.
No. Did I hear any backlash? No. I don't know. I mean, she's not living in a place where she hears our show, and I'm sure she doesn't go out of her way to download it
on the app.
Yeah.
she's got friends out here that...
And I think out of respect, I would
what
imagine.
What are they going to say? I'm talking about you.
Yeah,
again.
I would imagine out of respect that they probably don't bring that up. You know, I mean, I didn't say anything bad.
Right. No, you didn't say anything bad.
I wouldn't. You know, but we did bring it up.
But Anna, wow, she went off. Remember all that bad stuff Anna said?
Oh yeah. Anna.
You think Anna's all happy and always smiling?
Right?
No, the microphone turns off. Savage.
He had something to say about it.
Shade.
If you ever watch me leave the studio and the camera for Kid TV still on, I cower when I go by Anna.
You hear the things she say when you leave the room.
I'm scared.
Savage.
So I'm not going to put that thought in your head.
What?
Nobody does that. Does anybody object anymore? Do they? That's left out of marriage vows now, right?
I haven't been to a wedding.
I don't remember if it was in our vows. I don't think it was. My brother. Why would anybody object?
I think...
because that was always like, you know, people would hold their breath.
Does anybody object?
Has a reason to object. These two should not be married. Let them speak now or forever hold their peace.
That.
You do?
Yeah, I've heard that.
I didn't have it at my wedding. I just don't understand
why then they're even given an opportunity to object.
And why were you invited?
There must have been a reason back in the day, legally maybe. I don't know.
Are there videos out there of people objecting?
I would love to hear that story. If you've ever been to a wedding where somebody objected, then what do you do? Do you just, thank you, we're going to go back to the wedding now.
There are videos titled, Ex-Girlfriend Objects at a Wedding.
Okay, well,
groomsmen object during wedding ceremony. Your own groomsmen?
Yeesh.
Ooh.
That's bad.
Then does a preacher have to say either overruled or sustained?
Yeah, is he a judge at the time?
We just say thank you for speaking your mind.
You know what, Victor? That's a good point. Okay, wedding's over, everybody.
What do you do?
Or do you go back to the bride and the groom and you go, do you still take her to be lovely?
Oh, my gosh.
Right? I remember those kids drove by at my wedding.
Oh, yeah.
They objected.
He cheated.
They said she cheated. Jerks.
It still gnaws at you.
So I was like,
it's been 10 years and it's still gnawing right? at him.
I was like, well, did she? These 16-year-old kids know something I don't know.
The risk you take.
Yeah.
I like when funny things happen at weddings. I think it breaks the ice a little bit.
We had that funny thing. Yeah. We had kid wearing the baseball cap because his hair was awful.
Okay, his hair was black.
Yeah.
Black Thunder.
I told him
to not wear that baseball hat. I was like, you better take that hat off.
I kept seeing, I can't. All of you glancing at your phone because LeBron was about to announce where he was going.
Yeah, he was doing the decision.
I didn't care.
You didn't care at all.
What do I care about LeBron?
We had an earthquake.
Yeah, that was fun.
Yeah. I mean, I shouldn't say earthquakes are fun, but I never experienced one.
Yeah. And we just got our pictures back. We were going through the pictures. Apparently, there was like a creeper kidnapper van in the background.
Really?
All our pictures. It's really cool. So I need some Photoshop.
It's literally this July will be 9 years.
Yeah.
Emma Kelly was three at your wedding, Emma Kelly was a flower girl at three.
I remember I gave your sister alcohol.
My sister apparently looked old enough.
I didn't know how she was. Yeah. Well, first of all, she was taller than me, and she's stunning, and then she took a shot and laughed really hard, and she had braces, and then I realized her youth.
Yeah, but JC's wedding photographer was holding the pictures hostage till just this year, right?
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Yeah. We just got them.
What was the reason?
I think my wife worked this out, but I think it was... she met my wife at a photo shoot.
She was a listener that offered to fly out and do it or something.
And so she said, I'll do it for free. Just get me a hotel and fly me out.
As your wedding gift, I'll do it.
And so something happened that's not what ended up happening. And so the pictures were kept.
She's like, no, where's my money?
Yeah.
Well, you know what? You had to wait 9 years almost to get your photos because she was holding a hostage. But a lot of people have those photos and videos. They have them in their possession. They just can't look at them anymore because they're on outdated, antiquated technology. right?
Yeah, that's what legacy boxes.
Legacy
that's what you
box.
Can get. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, so if you do have some of those old, you know, some people aren't even know what I'm talking about. VHS tapes. Reel to reel.
Photos.
Photos that do, you know, photos do start aging and yellowing with time until they're destroyed. So legacy box is how you can preserve those memories before they're gone forever and bring them back to life. I know Father's Day's here and now it's almost, it's kind of too late to get it ordered for Father's Day, but we had this idea for Mother's Day. You go over to Dad and say, hey, Dad, let's you and me go through all this stuff, and I'm going to send it off for Legacy Box. And they'll convert all those pictures and movies into stuff you can use, thumb drives, digital downloads, or DVDs. And over 450,000 families have trusted Legacy Box. You get those originals back. Those are not lost forever. Great time to digitally preserve the memories. If you go to legacybox.com/KIDD, you'll get 30% off your 40% off your first order at legacybox.com/kid. Save 40% today and start preserving your past.
I thought you said you get fofty.
I said furdy.
You said furdy.
I said furdy, but it's 40.
Furdy. Fofty. Please,
you rapper
fofty.
Name.
Furdy.
Little furdy.
Right, let's give away this money.
Wheel of Discord.
Here we go, Kid Nation.
Yay.
Amy, how are you doing?
Hey, oh my God.
Yay.
I'm excited.
What are you doing right now?
I'm excited. I'm sitting in the parking garage waiting to go into work.
Oh, what do you do?
Of course, I'm an accountant.
Mm-hmm. Of course you are.
It's important.
Very important.
Accountants have to listen to your show.
We have a lot of them.
We're number one amongst accountants.
Yeah. We are.
Yeah. I don't know if you need that right there, Amy, but of course you need that because you're an accountant. You know everything.
Yeah.
All right, Amy. Well, here's how the game works. You get to choose anybody from the office to spin the wheel for you. So who do you want it to be?
I want to pick Justin because I don't want all four of you guys saying, well, she likes me better, she likes me better. So I'm going to pick Justin.
Oh, because you like Justin better.
Yeah.
Fine.
Yeah,
I see how you are.
What Justin do that's so great?
Look at here you, Justin, comes. Getting picked.
Justin is here. He's grabbing the wheel for you, Amy. There's so many good gift cards on there, too. Is there one that you have in mind?
I don't. I'm just so nervous and excited and just happy.
Anything will do, right? But you get two spins, so we're going to spin it for the first time and see where it lands.
Okay.
We need a louder wheel. It's really, you know.
It's too new.
It's too good of a wheel.
Ooh.
I would say
it's that.
Okay. We got Ulta Beauty.
No, don't take it off yet.
Don't take it.
It's an Ulta gift card.
Do you want to keep the Ulta gift card, Amy, or would you like Justin to spin again and see if you can land on a different store?
I'm going to have Justin spin it again.
Okay.
All right.
Watch it again.
Let's go.
Ooh, that was a good spin.
There we go. Out.
What is it?
JCPenney.
Yes. All right. Pull it out and see how much money she won, Justin.
Okay.
All right.
Taking it
sometime today.
We got $1,000.
In store and online, you can use that.
Oh, he doesn't have
to.
We can relay the message, though. Oh, he can hear you now.
He's got his headphones on now.
You can tell him something now, Amy.
What's up, Amy?
Thank you, Justin.
Girl, no problem. I'll spin it for you anytime. Okay.
And how much you...
All right.
And you chose best because this was $500 to Ulta.
It's still great.
Yeah.
So
you went up $500.
All right.
So get you that wardrobe at JCPenney. Plenty of accountant outfits out there. Tell you that.
All righty. Thank you so much.
Thank you for listening.
Stay on the phone. I'll get you information here in a bit, okay?
Oh, yeah, Justin's doing the
answering.
He's going
to run back to talk to you again.
I already put her on hold for you, Justin.
Have a good day counting stuff.
Oh, so you already... Did you try to get your name called when you got her prepped?
No, I did not. No.
Uh-huh.
What are you talking about? What?
Are you sure? I don't know. I feel like...
Boris went up a few octaves there.
I feel like he
did. Yeah.
If you want to pick me.
If you want to pick me, it'd be fine. Because nobody ever picks me. I'm not getting a phone
suspect, screener. Justin.
I'm liking this thick white sock trend.
I'm wearing black.
Not yours. Russ rocks it to the extreme levels. But now Justin's rocking it, and I'm not sure where it originated.
I think Russ is the godfather
the
of
white
it.
White scrunch.
He was wearing the white scrunch sock when he proposed to his girlfriend.
Yeah. Time to bring back the white athletic sock.
Yeah, yes, it's all back.
Scrunch.
But hey, Wheel of Gift Cards is going to be back tomorrow, so make sure you're listening. Plenty more. We're going to change them all out, so it's going to be different amounts on those gift cards right there. But coming up next, speaking of awesome gifts.
Oh, yeah.
It's beginning to look like a Craigslist Father's Day.
Don't forget, Father's Day is this weekend, Kid Nation.
Sunday.
It's Sunday, so if you don't want to go to the store because you want to get something different for your dad, it's all good.
We got you.
We went on Craigslist, and we found the best Father's Day gifts for you. On the cheap, too, some of these, from Craigslist, and we'll share those with you next.
This is the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
All right, maybe you procrastinated a little bit to get your dad a gift. So we went on Craigslist, Kid Nation, and it's time to share with you what we found. We call this Craigslist Father's Day.
It's beginning to look like a Craigslist Father's Day.
And look, we wanted to find some dad gifts, you know, some dude gifts.
I would be down with both of these that I found.
Really, I'm down with these too, Al, because how would you like a Burkell meat slicer?
Ooh.
Only $100.
Yeah.
And I don't know if I'm saying the name right of the brand, but Burkell Heavy Duty Meat Slicer without blade. Got rusty. Model 82827A, if that means anything to you. Caution, it does slice human skin.
Yeah.
Found that out the hard way. Message me for details.
Hey, you gotta be careful with those things, man.
So careful.
But how cool
would be cool.
I go to your house, Alan, you got a meat slicer right there and make me some delicious deli meat.
Yeah.
You can buy meat and
large
yourself, yeah.
I love it.
It's beginning to look like a Craigslist Father's Day.
Regular hospital bed.
Okay.
$200. My father passed away 2 weeks ago. He actually never used the bed because he slept in a lift chair.
Oh.
I have a couple mattresses for it. It lifts the front and back of the bed. The bed's adjustable. I don't have a cell phone, so you can leave me a message at this number on my answering machine.
Oh. All right.
That was actually not the sad one. I'm sorry.
My condolences, by the way.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah. I'm sorry you lost your
bed. How about this? Check this out. Okay. I would actually be down with this. How about a vending machine?
Yes.
Apparently, this person, this seller, has the greatest selection of vending machines for sale, starting at $795. If you've ever priced a vending machine, they cost a lot more than that.
But you make your money back.
Drink. I want one for the office.
Drink. We used to have one, remember? Drink.
No. And,
yeah, we had a Coke machine.
Did it work?
Kid was so adamant about having that Coke machine. Drink and snack machines. He has soda machines. He has a snack combination machine, a coffee machine, a food machine, ice cream vending, and they also sell dollar bill changers.
Oh.
I want a snack machine.
Snack machine?
Me
I'd
too.
Probably be good with just
I'd take that right there.
Yeah, I would.
It's beginning to look like a Craigslist Father's Day.
How about this?
Yeah. Okay.
I have a bunch of Wood magazine and Workbench magazines.
Wood magazine? Serious.
The magazine is called Wood. The other magazine is called Workbench. The seller said, I didn't count them, but I would estimate well over 200 issues. This would make a great gift for the garage woodworker in your family. Cash only.
Of course, cash only.
There is a magazine for everything.
There is.
Including wood.
Yeah, get you some of that right there. How about this? It doesn't get more dude than this right here.
Okay.
A war sword.
A war sword?
That's a tongue twister.
A war sword.
A war sword by Kingston Arms. Single hand sword of war. Hollow ground blade. The Battle of Cressy is known as one of the most prominent of the Hundred Years' War. And one of the most decisive victories of the English over the French. Man, the French just lost everything, right?
Yeah.
Just everything.
The stainless arch guard plays homage to the English longbow, men who drew victory in the sights of the English king.
Hmm.
Edward III, by the way. MSRP $439. You can have this one for $300. Overall length is 38¾. The blade length, 31¾. It's like new, too. I believe I have cut a gallon milk jug and a cardboard box that was shipped in. My neighbor then started complaining of my hobby, so then it sat on the wall as decoration. It's been oiled, and it's in perfect shape.
It's been oiled?
Why is it in a museum?
You gotta oil your sword.
Yeah, look, it's a cool sword.
Is it legit?
I think so.
It sounds like it. $439.
Kelly, he believes he cut a gallon milk jug and the cardboard box.
Is it a replica? Or
that's as real as it gets.
Is that a replica?
I think it's a replica.
Yeah, because that'd be like a museum or something.
Yeah, if it was from the actual, from the back in the day.
I would think so.
How about, let's get you the song out.
Okay.
It's beginning to look like a Craigslist Father's Day.
Excellent. Fully functional tattoo/dental chair.
Oh.
Oh, gosh. Those are the best for taking naps.
Yes. Excellent original condition. Everything is working properly. It rotates. It reclines. It has a hydraulic lift. The headrest is adjustable. It also locks. And it looks marvelous. We're showing the picture of it on TV right now.
Yeah, vintage.
Very vintage.
Al, you need that in your living room.
I do.
Didn't Johnny Depp do a movie where he was a barber and he was a serial killer?
Yes.
That's what the chair looks like.
Sliced their throat while they sat there. Now you've ruined it for me. That's all I can picture.
So
I may jump on that.
Sorry about that.
I may jump on that.
It's beginning to look like a Craigslist Father's Day.
Barely used hearing aids.
Huh?
My father wore them less than a week. All in all, he's had them for a year. We went to the audiologist. All right. And he said these are great. However, my dad just doesn't like anything in his ear, LOL. Selling for $1,000. No lowball offers. No ripoffs. Please do not be a scammer.
Wow.
Lots of batteries and little cleaning brushes come with it.
You gotta make that a combo with the adjustable bed, hospital bed. Bed and the...
Combo, yeah.
Yeah.
And, combo and wood, magazine.
Get you that way.
Never leave the house.
And a meat slicer for lunch.
Hello.
And a sword.
Right?
A war sword.
War sword.
You got one more, Kelly?
I do, if you want. Now, how much are you willing to spend on Daddy for Father's Day?
Is this a little pricey? Is this Daddy's for the 1%ers?
What if your dad, like, is really into pool, and you've given him everything you can think of, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I'm talking about the table pool, right?
Billiards.
Okay.
This is a 100-year-old Brunswick Bulk Colander?
Yes.
St. Bernard? I don't know.
Oh, wow.
100-year-old mission-style 8-foot pool table. It's been restored. It's got tiger oak, ivory sights, new custom hand tool, black and brown shield pockets. Very historic pool table. They will deliver it. They will install it for you. And you have your choice of cloth color.
Hmm.
The deluxe equipment package on this bad boy.
Yeah.
How much do you love your daddy? Do you love him $12,500 worth?
Whoa! 12 grand?
12.5.
I'm more in like the $0 to $15 range.
Well, you know
that's a 100-year-old pool table.
A restored pool table.
It's pretty awesome. Go great with a sword.
You find everything on Craigslist.
Told you. And if you want to check these out, just go to Craigslist. It's right there for you. Ready
Tap
to go.
That little search button right there.
Boom. Look up the war sword and boom. It'll pop up, no problem.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
I need some good news.
Nation. You want to give us that good news? You can if you call us at 800-KID-LIVE.
800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
Real quick, good news from online.
Yep.
Out in Minnesota, a police officer is being praised for going above and beyond the call of duty. Now, he was called up to check on an elderly woman.
Okay.
So he was doing a welfare check, and turned out she was okay. Everything was fine at her house, but he noticed that her yard was very overgrown, and he asked her why, and she said she doesn't have anyone to mow it for her. So he went out there with the mower in his uniform and cut the grass.
Wow.
Isn't that cool?
That's
and so,
very cool, man.
Since the police department posted a picture of him doing this, a lot of people have hit them up about helping the woman with her lawn. So,
very cool.
Not really cool. We got some good officers out there doing some good work.
Good to hear about the good stuff, you know?
Yeah, exactly. That's why we're doing this segment.
Yep.
From the text, Tyler wrote us and said, just signed on my first house this morning. Is it sad that I'm thrilled for washer and dryer shopping?
No.
Oh, no, that's the best.
That's wonderful. Fun. That's grown-up
refrigerator
stuff.
Refrigerator shopping was
Nesting's
pretty fun.
Nesting's fun.
Yeah, no. Congratulations, Tyler. After years of going to school and working to support my family, I finally got hired at a juvenile center as a juvenile probation officer. That's from Larissa.
Very
Hashtag good.
Good
news Tuesday. Yeah. Congratulations. And also good news coming in. Good news. The U.S. women's national team is playing today in the World Cup, and they're going to whoop up on Thailand.
Yeah.
Yeah, it kicks off today, or at least the U.S. team kicks off today.
No pun intended.
The tournament has already started. No pun intended. What's up, Paige?
Hi.
Hey.
Good morning. So give us that good news. What's going on?
I am moving out of my parents' house with my coach.
Finally. How long have you been
in
there?
Since I was born.
Oh, so it's your first time ever moving out, Paige?
Yeah.
All right, you getting a roommate or you going solo?
It's roommate.
There you nice. Go. Not bad.
Yeah, well, congratulations.
Hey, but know this, you can always go home.
Yeah. Always go back and wash those clothes at mom's house.
Yeah.
No, I moved back home.
Oh, you did? Oh, you're talking about permanently going home.
No, I'm not permanently. But you take a little leap and you're thinking, I need to go home.
Doesn't work
mom
out.
Mom and daddy for another minute.
Yeah. My mom will show, in Mexico, it's cultural thing where we stay in our parents' houses until we get married.
Really?
So my mom was shocked when I was out of there at 18.
I'll tell you a story about my cousin that got married, but he went back home, and his wife went back to her home, but they were married.
They were still married, but lived...
Yeah.
See, and you thought Gwyneth Paltrow and Brad Falchuk were the first ones to come up with that idea. Big Al's cousin.
Yeah, they did it right. No shame in going back to mom and dad's house, though.
No, no shame.
Francisco!
Hello, I'm on.
Hola.
Hey, you're on. What's up, man?
Oh, yeah. I'm a welder. Today's my last day because I'm going to Florida.
Ooh, what are you going to be doing? Vacationing?
Yeah, just vacation. There's 33 of us going down the house, going to the beach.
Wow, 33 that's a lot of people.
Yeah.
Big family. Yeah.
Oh, you have matching t-shirts for the family reunion?
Yeah, they're making us take photos. Yeah. Family photos. Big matching.
Love it.
In your picture, wear your welder's helmet. Just flip the little mask down.
Okay.
All right.
That'll be real comfortable in Florida.
Yeah, it's not hot at all right now. Hi, Maya.
Hi.
How you doing this morning?
Awesome. How are you guys doing?
Good. Doing awesome. Now, what you got going on?
All right. This Saturday, I'm marrying my high school sweetheart.
Yay.
Oh, where are you guys getting married?
We're getting married in my parents' backyard.
There you go. Nothing wrong with that.
That's very sweet.
So we've been having to garden and hang lights and do all that crazy stuff.
That's great. Now
it's just like Steel Magnolias.
I don't think I've ever seen that.
They got married at the parents' yard.
They did?
Remember? Yes. They had to shoot all the birds out of the trees.
Yeah.
I would have just done it to save money.
All my older friends made me watch Steel Magnolias.
Oh, they did? Okay.
Weezer.
Yes, they made me watch
Weezer.
Weezer.
Well, good luck.
When did you guys start dating? 9th grade, 10th grade, 11th?
We started dating in 9th grade, and that was in 2010.
Wow.
Did you ever break up, or were y'all just solid the whole time?
In high school, it was a little off and on, but then college, we've been together ever since.
Sealed the deal. That's awesome.
It's normal to do that in high school. Congratulations.
We have beautiful weather, and then everything is flawless. But you know what? If something goes wrong, nobody knows but you.
Yeah, you guys will be just as married.
The little things you sweat it over, nobody will even notice. So just enjoy the day.
Thank you, guys. I love y'all.
Love you, too.
Love you. Luck.
Congrats.
Pick up all the dog poop out of the backyard.
Oh, yeah, you got to pick up the poop for sure. Good call, Al.
Yep.
What's up, Kenny?
Hi, guys.
Hey.
Hey, you got a cool thing going on. What's up?
Yeah, this past weekend we played in a huge tournament in Tarrant County, APA, and we actually won a trip to Vegas. Airfare and hotels all taken care of.
Woohoo!
Nice!
Whoa!
Congrats, brother!
Let's go!
So, there's eight of us going, so that's awesome.
And what sport is it again?
Got room for four or five more?
what sport do you guys play?
Pocket billiards.
Oh, we just had a really cool table on Craigslist Father's Day.
Yeah. I heard that's what made me call.
Yeah.
Only $12,000.
Yeah, I don't know if it's worth $12,000, but...
Yeah, man.
You can always negotiate on the pool table.
There you go.
Have fun out there, Kenny. Make a lot of money playing billiards. I want to be as good as some of those guys. I suck. I suck at pool.
All you need to do is practice, JC.
I haven't been practicing, Kelly. But you are correct. I could practice and eventually maybe become a professional.
It's never too late.
No, it's never too late. You just need practice. If I put in 8 hours a day.
Would you rather be a competitive player or a trick shot player?
Trick shot. Those guys are way cooler.
Those guys are cool. See it on Chive and stuff.
Because I would want to make YouTube videos and end up.
Yeah.
Okay. All the time you're on Fortnite, trade that in for practicing pool.
No.
Well, first you need a pool table.
Yeah. Pool tables are expensive. Fortnite is free.
Ish. Don't you got to buy skins?
You don't have to buy skins. You can buy a pass, and then you get skins with your pass. Hi, Lucy.
Thanks.
Hi there.
Welcome to Feel Good. To Good News Tuesday. What's going on?
Well, I'm also getting married, but it's a surprise wedding.
I've dreamed of doing that.
So who knows?
Our family and friends know, but he does not know.
The groom doesn't know?
Wait a minute.
The groom does not know, no.
Doesn't he need to know?
Well, we've been engaged for 5 years. We bought our house 2 years ago. We just had our first son. I'm always the one to put the wedding off. And so I said 6 weeks ago, you know what? I'm just going to do it. Friday is our 5-year anniversary, and I'm just going to do it.
So, just a legal question. Oh, do you have to have a marriage? Are you going to get the marriage license afterwards? After you go through the ceremony?
Okay.
So it's just a matter of just going through the ritual of it.
How are you going to tell him that it's a wedding? Surprise. Like, you're going to jump
surprise.
Out.
Surprise!
No, what I'm going to do is say, hey, we're going to go get family pictures done, and I have a little surprise. So put this outfit on and meet me here.
And then the music's going to start. And
he's going to freak out.
What?
Call us back on Monday and let us know how it goes.
Yeah, right?
In fact, hold on for us, Lucy. We want to get your number so we can get a reaction on how it went with him. Deal?
Okay.
All right, hold on for us. Yeah, I want to know how he responds to this.
She's the one that keeps putting it off. That's an interesting twist, isn't it?
Who is this?
What
is this?
Does anybody have any objections? Yes, me. I would like to get my hair done. Maybe shave.
Yeah, right.
Hi, Amanda.
I've heard we surprised the guests, but
the groom. Yeah. I know, that's crazy. But cool crazy. I like that. What's up, Amanda?
Hi, how are y'all?
Good.
How are you?
Good. My best friend was out fishing about 3 weeks ago, and she found a tortoise that somebody had dumped. And so we took him in because I can't say no. And so he had a few holes in his shell that we think from, something attacking him.
Uh-huh.
And so we've been kind of mending him up, and he's doing really good. And I never realized a tortoise could have as much personality as they do.
That is so cool.
I love them. They do have a lot. Isn't it surprising?
Yes, it's so fun. I never thought I'd love a tortoise, but I have fallen in love, and he is so much fun.
You're going to keep him?
Yes, he is stuck with us forever now.
Yay.
What's his name?
My 5-year-old named him Turdy.
Turdy
the tortoise.
Glad you brought him out of his shell, though.
Yeah. There you go, Al. I like that.
That's awesome.
Shout out to Turdy. Let's take one more here from Jake.
Little Turdy.
Jagger.
Hello?
Jagger.
Hey, sorry.
Jaeger.
Yeah, it's
Jaeger. Jaeger.
I don't blame you for not naming.
I was thinking party time, I bet.
That's exactly what I get, like Jaegermeister.
Yeah. Got it.
So what's going on, Jaeger?
So I have been in love with the same girl since we lived next door to each other when I was about 8 is the first time I saw her, I'd say. And we're the same age. And when we turned 16, we made some choices and... You know, she got pregnant, and we kind of had to split ways. And here about 2 or 3 years ago, we got back together, been together for about a year, and she's pregnant with twins right now, and I'm proposing tonight.
Aww.
That's awesome, my Jaeger.
Yeah, Jaeger.
Aww. Yeah, I'm sure she's actually listening and heard all that.
Yeah, that's very specific, Jaeger. That's very specific.
Spoiled that.
If you're dating a Jaeger, that's not your Jaeger.
Not yours, it's the other
and
Jaeger.
And if you're pregnant with twins, completely different.
Oh, happened. Jaeger.
You know what? That's what most of us do.
Well, you want to go ahead and get her on the phone right now and just finish it?
Oh, no, no.
Okay.
No. I'm not ready. I'm still thinking about it.
Get a shot of Jaeger.
Yeah, good luck, Jaeger.
Well, maybe she's not listening.
She listens.
So maybe nobody that knows
her.
These people
Don't text her.
Don't text
her.
Oh, Jaeger.
This is the Kid Craddock Morning Show.